is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 22nd, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and we've got a really special guest. I'm looking forward to joining me tonight, Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing very well, sir, and glad to be here tonight.
Well, I just wanted to give a little, I know Jeremy from calling in to some of the other shows, and he always has, from my opinion, very insightful commentary, and I wanted to have Jeremy join me tonight, and to get us started, Jeremy, I've got a little bit of a tradition on this broadcast. I know yours will be interesting, but I like to find out from fellow comrades, you know, what happened in your life that made you see that things wasn't right, or led you to starting to research things on your own, or as some people put it, what happened in your life that woke you up?
Well, I'm a retired military man of 17 years in the military, and I knew from 9/11 when that all went down that things just weren't right. I knew there was a power that controlled our government, and that has controlled it for a very long time. I didn't know what that power was, but I did research, you know, into it, and I was always suspicious. But what really woke me up to white nationalism and why I became an activist was really the Bible. I'm a biblical Christian, and just to define that, I believe, you know, that the Bible is the Word of God. I go with the Byzantium text. And as that goes, you know, the Bible teaches us that we should, that God created the nations, their ethnicities, and that He gave them boundaries. And so I started researching my ethnicity about 7 years ago, and, you know, discovered I'm an Irishman. And also, that pushed me into, you know, wanting to preserve my heritage and my specific European heritage. And so that really pushed me into being an activist. And what really woke me up was about a year ago. Well, it was a little more than a year ago. It was fall of 2015 when the Trump campaign started. My pastor and I, we were following Trump. We liked the ideas of deporting illegals, of building the wall. And so we decided that that was the best thing. At that time, we decided that was the best thing to preserve European Christian heritage. And so that's what pushed me into the white nationalist movement. And I began listening to Dr. David Duke. And I got onto the Stormfront radio program and started listening to that. And that's really what started it all. That's really what woke me up. It woke me up to the Jewish question as well. Actually, my Christian faith pushed me into that. And as a biblical Christian, I'm not a cucked-out Christian. I'm more the Christian of pre-20th century, you know, the anti-Semitic Christian, as it were. So that's really what did it, was my faith. And just observing around me the insanity and the lunacy of the anti-white propaganda that's pushed on us.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Jeremy. I've asked a ton of people, and that's the first. And I've got to ask you, what text did you say when you said what version of the Bible? I didn't understand that. What did you say that was?
Well, most translations of the Bible come from one of two major texts. The Byzantium, which is from the Byzantine Empire. It was the eastern block, eastern wing of the Roman Empire. And they're Greek Orthodox Christians in Asia Minor, and they preserved the Greek text of the Bible. That's called the Byzantium text, and it's one of the most well preserved texts to the original. The other text is called the Alexandrian. Those are Egyptian, and the Egyptians, of course, didn't speak Greek, and they didn't preserve the text as well. And that's the basics of it. But from the Byzantium, you get the New King James and the King James Version. And so, but as a biblical Christian, you know, I believe what the Bible says is true, and the Bible teaches us to preserve our ethnicity. And then what really differentiates me from maybe other sects of Christianism or, you know, Protestantism is that I believe that, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, He is God in the flesh, and that He gave His life for us, for our sins, and He rose from the dead. And that is the gospel, that's what I believe. And there are many other teachings of the Bible that drive my life. But one of the main ones is preserving your ethnicity. God created the nations. You can read that in Genesis 10 and 11, Acts 17, 26. And He gave them boundaries. This multiculturalism, this globalism, is not what God intended. And we've only had trouble from it for about the last 250 years.
So from your point of view, I mean, and I feel the same way, but isn't it amazing how the Christian church, which dots the landscape, I mean, you know, I'm in North Carolina, there's probably as many churches as there's convenience stores, how they have, they don't stand for race. They actually, you know, I was driving down the road the other day. One of the biggest Christian churches, outcome a black woman in a wedding dress was married to a white man out of a big Christian church over here. But not only how the Christian church has embraced race, they've embraced homosexuality. They can't, I've said this before, they can't, as a whole, and I'm not talking about your church, I'm talking about the Christian church as a whole in America, for the most part. They've embraced homosexuality, they can't run the white flag up fast enough when it comes to, you know, taking a stand. And of course, you know, and then, but they stand back and they act amazed and shocked that you know, that the girls are pregnant at 13, or people's on heroin or methamphetamines. It boggles my mind. They have lost a lot of the churches. Have lost complete. They've thrown the Bible out the front door, but yet they stand back and act amazed that, you know, their congregations are dwindling and young people aren't going. I mean, is that how you see it too?
Well, it's absolutely right. I mean, for about 100 years, the church has been infiltrated with Zionism and feminism and cultural Marxism. And exactly what you're talking about has played out. You know, to a biblical Christian would be a Christian probably pre-20th century. You know, I don't really agree with all of the reformers. I don't really agree with Martin Luther and all of his doctrines. But there's two things that I agree with Martin Luther on. Number one is love of German beer. Absolutely. Number two, the Jews and their lies. There's something that those pre-20th century Christians acknowledged, and that was that the Jewish people, in their current state of rebellion, were anti-Christian. I mean, you read the Talmud, for crying out loud. You know, they advocate abortion, homosexuality. And this is why they were pushed off in the ghettos in Europe for many centuries. And pre-20th century Christians realized this. They realized that the Jewish establishment was the same as it was at the time of Christ, who crucified Christ and who persecuted the first church and stoned the first Christian martyrs, and they rejected the doctrines. But when Zionism entered the church, when cultural Marxism began to affect the church, then you had the rise of feminism, pro-homosexuality, and these things were all, they worked against the national interest of the people. And, you know, I understand I'm a Christian, I have a certain point of view, and maybe you have some listeners that are not Christian. I get that. But what we have to acknowledge is that European civilization adopted Christianity about 1500 to 1600 years ago. And as a result, the European culture advanced. I mean, tremendous advances in archaeology, you know, that they rediscovered the old Greco-Roman technologies of building, Renaissance, and so embracing the Christian faith then led to the advancement of Europe. And then adopting the Christian principles of the family, you know, these anti-homosexual, anti-adultery, these things like that, these help preserve the Western Christian civilization. So even if you have some non-Christians out there, you have to acknowledge the facts that post-Christianity Europe thrived and became, propelled mankind technologically.
Do you know what's interesting to me, and I grew up in church. I'm a son of a Baptist minister, so I grew up in church. is people like John Hagee, that, and of course it's all over the place with the Christian church, they are so, they're rampant Zionists. They take I think it's Genesis 12:3, but don't hold me to that. I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. That, they take that to the full extent. They bypass the fact that by definition, the Jews' religion that they practice is would be the spirit of Antichrist, because they don't believe Jesus Christ was the Christ. They're looking for the Messiah to come the first time. But yet, the Christian church has to follow, no matter what the Jews do, fund the Jews, fund Israel blindly, no matter what. That has become one of the major tenets of their religion, and and could care less about, you know, what the control of the media is doing to this society. Could care less about the usury that is our banking system. Could care less that they promote homosexuality and pedophilia and open borders. Could care less about any of that. You know, detached from reality. The Christian church has become detached from reality of what's really going on and who's behind it and why. And it is part of the death knell that is being drove into the heart of this country. It just boggles my mind. And I'll give you a chance to respond to that. And then I wanted to get. I'll give you two. You can respond to that, and I wanted to get your opinion, your assessment, some of these reversals by Trump. I'm just like you. I supported Trump. I was hoping for the very best. I'm kind of pretty much let down, but I wanted to get your assessment. So go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, as you pointed out, you know, John Hagee is a Zionist, and Zionism infiltrated the Christian faith. And here's the thing: Zionism created by Moses Hess and his best buddy, Karl Marx, right? That's the concept of, okay, the Jewish people deserve this land in the Middle East that they read in the Old Testament that God gave them. Well, they're going to take that land, and they're going to take that land through human means, through treachery and deception and wars, and capitalism and communism both work together to achieve that goal. They're both left and right aspects of the Jewish power that achieved that goal. And they're going to do so without God's blessing. That's Zionism, basically. You mentioned Genesis 12. You're absolutely right. There is a cursing and a blessing there to the descendants of Abraham. But what we must understand is that that cursing and blessing only applies to the Jews who have accepted, who have embraced God's Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's who the blessings go to. And so the Jews that we observe now in Israel, they are out of God's blessing. They have rejected the Christ. They're anti-Christian. And they seek to gain their land that they believe is theirs through very destructive means. And we see this played out through the 20th century and the European wars, and now in the Middle Eastern wars in the 21st century. So that sort of addressed the question of Zionism and the church. And by the way, Hagee is totally bought and paid for by these powerful Jewish entities. He is not a true Christian. He tells the Jews they can come to God without going through Jesus Christ. And he goes to Israel, and he's paid many, many shekels. So Hagee is a fake. He's a fake Christian. And I call him out. He is an apostate. As far as addressing Trump and some of his U-turns, you know, there's myself and a group of my friends, Inner Circle, we had a lot of hesitation about endorsing Trump. Trump had a lot of Jewish connections and influence. He's been connected with the Jewish lawyer Roy Cohen. As David Duke would say, that's maybe a coincidence, but I don't think so. You know, Trump addressed AIPAC. He's done a lot of Israel first speeches. And there's things about Trump that we tried to dismiss. But we went ahead and supported him. He said a lot of good things. He gave us hope. He spurred a movement. I mean, let's face it. The white race and the white nationalists were empowered by a lot of things that he said. But now we see that he lobs 59-plus missiles, Tomahawk missiles, into Syria. It looks like that he's softening on immigration. And, you know, there's a theory that I have that there's this right and left-wing Jewish power, and they fight against each other at times, but they agree on major issues such as Israel and the greater Israel. And these powers, you can see, you can observe them playing out in the Republican Democratic Party, in capitalism and communism, both Jewish powers that work together, flip sides of the same coin. And what I really do fear this, is that Trump at some point has aligned himself with a fringe right-wing group of Jews, probably Jewish mobsters, which just explains how he's able to operate in construction and multi-million-dollar hotels and buildings. But he has aligned himself, and now that he has obtained the presidency, this Jewish power, they're calling in their chips, and they're having him do their bidding. I fear that's what's happened. And from all the research I've done, that's what it looks like. And I want to be a positive voice and say, you know, that the Jews aren't all powerful and that we have a chance. But it looks like that Trump maybe has aligned himself with this right-wing fringe of Jews. So that's my black or red pill, however you want to look at it. The white pill is we need to acknowledge this. We need to come up with a contingency plan and move on. And if we need to get off the Trump train, we need to do so.
Hold on for me right there, Jeremy. We've got music. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. Back in a moment.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Parent in the studio. I'm joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, the break broke your train of thought. We were talking about Trump reversals. Go ahead and continue with where you were at, sir.
Well, yeah, what I was saying is that, you know, myself and my inner circle, we got on the Trump train because he said a lot of good things, and he did. I mean, come on. Build a wall, deport Mexicans, we like that stuff. But now that he's lobbed missiles into Syria, we begin to further investigate and pull up some things that we really feared. Look at all of Trump's meetings with Kissinger. I mean, Kissinger is a dirty, disgusting Jew who deserves to be tried for crimes against humanity. And Trump has met with this individual. You know, Trump has associated himself with a lawyer, Roy Cohen. And he's associated with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, we need to start investigating this and find out what's going on. Here's my take on it. I'll try to give you a general, sort of what I've given to some of the Stormfront listeners. There's a right and a left Jewish power. The left usually manifests itself in the Democratic Party and communist ideologies. The right usually manifests itself in Republican, capitalist-type ideologies. There is a lunatic fringe right, and this lunatic fringe right of Jews is vying for power. And the struggle that we saw last year was a struggle for the right-wing fringe of Jewish power to gain control. Their speaking heads are Mark Levin, Mike Savage, Dennis Prager, and their goyim heads are the ones at Fox News and Friends. I like to call them Fox Jews and Friends. But Fox News, which would popped up all of a sudden in the late 1990s, right before the Iraqi invasion, that is the voice of this right-wing fringe of Jews. What they want is controlled immigration. They go along with us on some of our values of, you know, pro-life and traditional marriage. But ultimately, their goal is, you know, white genocide at a slower, more controllable rate. This is expressed in the Stephen Steinwhite doctrine. If you're not familiar, Stephen Steinwhite wrote a paper in the early 21st century for the Center of Immigration Studies. He's a Jew, and he advocated for the fact that we need to slow down immigration. Steinwhite states that if we bombard America with too many brown people, they're not going to be savvy to serving the Jews. So we need to slow the immigration down to the point where we can brainwash these browns, along with the whites that are already here, and we need to bring them into a Americanism, a sense of civic nationalism, where they can be taught to serve Israel and fight wars in the Middle East and all of that, you know, nonsense the Jews push. Stephen Steinwhite advocated for this. He wanted to prevent a white lash, meaning the white people seeing all of the browns coming in and invading and wreaking havoc, and then the white people pulling out of Hitler and the National Socialist Germany and revolt. He wanted to avoid that. So to avoid that, he wants to control immigration. He don't want to stop it, just control it, down to a trickle, so that he can brainwash the ones coming in. That's the Steinwhite plan in a nutshell, in my own words. And from what I can gather, Trump is adhering to this plan, because under the Steinwhite plan, foreign policy is business as usual. Take out certain Middle Eastern countries like Syria to enhance the Greater Israel plan, push back against Russia and Iran. That's as well in the Steinwhite plan. We see that Trump is apparently going along with this. And that's what worries me. I don't want our people to be on the Trump train thinking, oh, Trump is being blackmailed, he's pushed in a corner, there's hope. Well, maybe there's not hope for Trump, but you know what? There's always hope for our people. Our people can realize this. We can pull our heads from the sand, and we can make a contingency plan. And number one is dig into your pockets and donate to white nationalist pro-white charities. I've donated to Stormfront already. I want to donate also to Travis Gulley, and that's going to be about tomorrow. I'm going to send some donations his way, pro-white charity that he helps people in his area, pro-white people. And I also want to donate to the Daily Stormer and Dr. David Duke as my checks come in this week. That's going to be my goal. We need to pull together, we need to donate, we need to organize, we need to realize that Trump may not be what we thought he is. That's where I'm coming from. I don't want to down everybody, I just want to expose the truth and not bury our head in the sand.
Very well said, Jeremy. You're very articulate, you're very insightful, and I think you are hitting the nail on the head. Very well said. And let me ask you this. We're gonna be coming up on a break, so you may be on the other side of the break when you answer it. But I think it'd be interesting to hear from you. When you get to talk to someone, friend, family, stranger, whatever, and they're willing to listen to you, and you're wanting to try to clue them into what's happening in the world, what avenue do you take? I mean, a lot of us, you know, we used to kind of try to use 9/11. I mean, I'm even at a loss sometimes now to you know, what direction can I try to take with this person to try to enlighten them to what's really happening in the world? We're coming up on the break. Think about that. You can answer it on the other side. And we will take, is it okay, Jeremy, if we take some calls in the last 30 minutes?
Absolutely.
We'll take some phone calls, try to keep it brief. If you got a question, we want to interview Jeremy here, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-3100.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. And before we went to the break, Jeremy, I was going to ask you, when you get a chance to talk to someone, from what point of view do you, or from what topic or whatever, do you try to enlighten them? And anything else that you'd like to share while you got the floor, go ahead, and then we'll put some of the calls on. But go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, I try to share with them the collusion of the left and the right. Let's give a perfect modern example of what just happened. Let's take the lobbing of Tomahawk missiles in Syria. This is something that you would think that the left-wing hippie commies would be against. All the CNN talking heads should be saying, no, we don't want this, anti-war, anti-war. But no, what do we find? What we find is that all of the media and the neocons in our government, all the people that hated Trump, like the Jewish neocons, they all praised Trump for doing this. And so when you're discussing this with people, you can point out the media and how the media as a front operates. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they all come together when it comes to ousting Assad and bombing Syria. Isn't that interesting? The very same media that has denounced Trump is now praising him. Why? So that's one approach that I take, is the controlled media, to try to wake them up to the fact that they're all controlled by the same tribe, and they all have the same ultimate goal, and that is a greater Israel. So I take that approach, exposing the controlled media. It's very effective, by the way.
Yeah, there really is no anti-war movement. I remember when there used to be, but yeah, that's an excellent one. And I wanted to give you the opportunity, if there's any subject you wanted to cover, we've got Frank on the line. Let me go ahead and bring Frank on, then, and we'll just bounce it around a little bit. But Frank, you're on. Thanks for calling. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's good to hear Jeremy on and give him a platform to speak on, because I hear his calls on Stormfront, and I always felt, you know, this is a very interesting young guy with a lot of initiative and a lot of motivation. He's seeking the truth. He's a truth seeker, and he doesn't. He's not into political correctness and whatnot, and I thought it would be great to give him a platform to just go out and just speak on. And I'd like to hear him on more often. And I've got a ton of questions and everything, but I'm just going to hold those off until another time. But I followed Rush Limbaugh from like back in the late '80s. For like 15 years, and I would listen to it from anywhere from 0 to 15 minutes to maybe even an hour and a half in a day for 15 years. And I thought he was trying to, you know, tell me the truth, and I thought it was Democrats and Republicans and all that. And I was a Pat Buchanan follower and voter and all that. And I bought into the Louisiana thing with, you know, the former KKK Grand Wizard or whatever it was with David Duke. And I didn't hate him. I didn't dislike David Duke, but I just thought he was impractical. He was never going to get anywhere politically. And, you know, I realized that he was no longer in the KKK and all that, but I never really heard anything coming out of his arena that I disagreed with. But I thought it was impractical. It was a losing battle there. But and I'm really disappointed, by the way, that he didn't do better in Louisiana. That, to me, that doesn't make any sense, and I'm still scratching my head on that one in the circumstances we're in. Because we're in dire straits here. The white race is getting ready to be genocided. I don't think we are going to survive it. I think the enemy has already won. There's a lot of other people out there, very intelligent, smart people. I don't know. They think that we're done, too, but... anyway, I never give up. I'm one of those guys who just keeps getting up, you know, till I'm dead. So I'll speak out, whatever. But the thing that I see, though, and all over the map there, but when I woke up back in December, like the last days of December of 2005, I don't want to even mention his name. Well, it was Alex Jones on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. And he started talking about 9/11. There was like a bunch of people on there, and he was just yelling out a bunch of stuff. And I was like, wow, I've never heard any of this before. And it all made sense. It all started to click with me. And I got up out of my bed in the dark. I went into where my computer was, and I went to Infowars.com. I looked it up. I Googled it, and I saved it to favorites. And I said, I'm going to have to look more into this. It's what this guy's saying makes sense. And over the next 2 weeks, I was looking into it, and all these other websites trying to disprove what I was seeing before my eyes, and I felt sick. I felt like a man who, you know, with 3 or 4 children that found out his wife had been cheating on him, you know, since the day they were married or something. I mean, I felt like literally I'd been kicked in the stomach. I woke up every morning because I'd stay up all night researching on the internet, trying to please tell me this isn't true. I'd wake up, the sun, I'd see the light out the window, and I'd be like, God, please tell me I'm dreaming. This is a nightmare, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I figured out in 2006 that 9/11 was an inside job. And then probably by late 2006 or sometime maybe in 2007, I realized that the Jews did 9/11. It wasn't all the Jews, but it was the Jews. And all the Jews know. The Jewish people know they did 9/11. And it bothers me, the reluctance that people like Dr. David Duke and others have out there that they will not talk about this, because this is the Achilles heel of the Jew World Order agenda, the domination. They're killing us. They hate us. They laugh at us. Sometimes they're scared of some of us. But the Jews did 9/11. That's their Achilles heel. They also did, you know, of course, the attack on the USS Liberty, the Levant affair, and all these other. They have a long history of doing these false flag attacks for their own political gains against their political opponents and whatnot, to get the goyim to go along with all these wars and everything. Then you got World War II. You look into that, where, you know, there was a lot of information out there, where we knew we were getting ready to be attacked at Pearl Harbor and all that. The Jews are always heavily involved, and it sounds crazy until you really research it. But if we don't, I think if we, their weakness, if we want to survive, if we want to expose them and put them on the defensive, on the run, we have to use 9/11, maybe kind of mix in the attack on the USS Liberty in with it to kind of wake them up, maybe just jar them awake or whatever. The Jews did 9/11. There are countless experts, unbelievable researchers that have proven that beyond any shadow of a doubt. You get the American people, the people in the West, the white people, the black people, whatever, to realize the Jews did 9/11. They're responsible for all this. They will have nowhere to hide. They will have to go on the run. I don't know where they'll run to. But their power will be over, or they might just start blowing stuff up. Because from what I understand, the Jews have a nuclear bomb in the embassy, the Israeli embassy in New York City. And they may just do scorched earth policy, where they just start blowing bombs up. I'm sure they probably have them everywhere, because they control everything. They control all the entities that decide, well, where are the nuclear threats or whatever. They control the news media. And that was the news media, the Jewish news media, was their getaway car. Because the news media covered every aspect of the 9/11 attacks, all the stuff that never made sense. The Jewish media was right there. It was Jews. You turn on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, you turn on the news, you go to all the network stations, all the cable stations. It's a bunch of Jews. It's a panel of Jews. It's a Jewish host. It's a token black guy, or a token mulatto, or an Asian chick, whatever. But it's all a bunch of Jews telling you what the news is and what you better think about it. Because if you're not either on the left or the right or whatever, and this, if you're not in the mix, then you're a hater, and we're going to come after you and destroy you because you're evil and you're anti-Semitic.
Let me bring and that's the Samson option, actually. But let me bring Jeremy back in. Jeremy, your thoughts, respond to that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, Frank's absolutely right. I mean, the video that you should look up is called 9/11 Missing Links. It totally exposes. It's about a three-hour video, so come on. Patience, people. You can watch it. You know, pour you some coffee, tea, bourbon, whatever you do, and watch this video. 9/11 Missing Links. It exposes how the Jewish Mossad orchestrated 9/11. It even goes into a lot of false flags in the 20th century that were orchestrated, you know, like the sinking of the Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, and the attack on the USS Liberty. And it exposes how these Jews use false flags to get us into war. 9/11 Missing Links. The Jewish Mossad, the Israeli Mossad, in conjunction with Saudi Arabia financing and our government, key positions of our government, did 9/11. And why? Why? What's the motivation?
And Saudi Arabia's complicity and willingness to take the blame for a lot of it, at least in some way. Yeah.
They're taken away from the Jewish Mossad. I mean, they're the fall guy. But, I mean, why? What's the purpose? Why, Jeremy? Why, Frank? Why are these Jews doing it? The Greater Israel in 1982, Oded Enon, an Israeli journalist, published a paper about the Greater Israel, and it's all about these Jews reading their Old Testament, and they think that they're allowed all this land, and they're going to go around God to get it. They're going to do whatever they got to do, and that means putting the goyim in and going to war in the Middle East. They believe that they have rights to the land from the Mediterranean Sea all the way up past Damascus, all the way over to the Euphrates, all the way down to Jordan, all the way over to the Egyptian River. And they believe that they have rights to that land, and they're going to do what it takes to get that land. It's the Oded Menon plan. You can look it up. And that is why 9/11 happened, to give us an excuse for the U.S. military to go into the Middle East and topple these governments so that they can get the land that they think they deserve.
And, you know, it was the perfect scenario, because not only did it give them justification to wage war with whomever they choose, you know, because terrorism is an invisible army, but it also gave them the right to take the rights of the American people and put the American people under surveillance. And and the thing that got me about it was how well the American people accepted this. I mean, this was really an insight into the ability of the media to manipulate the mindset of the masses. Because in 2003 or 2004 or 2005, during those years, I tried my damnedest to talk to people around here about, you know, the obvious fairy tale of the official narrative of 9/11. I mean, to me, it was laughable. And yet...
Hey, Barrett. I'm going to hang up real quick, but one last thing. By the time I was waking up, this new guy, I think he was the second one, the director of the Department of Homeland Security, this Russian-Israeli agent whose name, his name was Michael, last name Chertoff. If you go to, I went to a Russian dictionary because I heard a rumor, and I said, it can't be true. His name means son of the devil. And he's involved in all this airport stuff where he's making, personally, millions of dollars off of all these airport scanners and everything. And it just goes on and on. You got a rabbi who is the chief comptroller of the Pentagon while all this is going on. Right after, is saying that there's like, what, $3.2 trillion missing, and they did that strategically right before the 9/11 attacks because they knew that would be wiped off the news at that point.
Rumsfeld, September 10th, 2001, $2.3 trillion missing, and then September 11th happens. There's no congressional hearings. There's not. It just, you know, it just disappeared, and it disappeared out of the memory hole.
Wayne Mattson, who used to work at the Pentagon, he was one of the first NSA whistleblowers. He said that the Jews, the Israelis, would come into that place, and everybody resented it. All the American officers and personnel resented it. They would walk in and bypass security in the Pentagon that everybody had to go through, and they would walk in with their noses up in the air like they own the place. We own you. And everybody resented it and hated them. With that, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, something else I just found out this week, there's so much information out there. A former congressman, Paul Finley, wrote a book back in 1985, They Dare to Speak Out, and it was all about Jewish control in our government. We got a couple of more callers, and I'm going to try to get everybody on, Jeremy, so you just stay with me. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina, then we got Dan in Washington coming up. Go ahead, Mark, and if you can, keep it kind of brief for me. We've got 12 minutes, and then next hour's Dr. Patrick Slattery. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, man. Just quickly, if you know, Jesus called some of the Jews the synagogue of Satan. God's manual to us said that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. So, the Bible, as God's manual, clearly states that we're in a spiritual battle. And if you look at most of the rabbinic Jews, they actually ignore the Old Testament, and they're following the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah, which clearly shows that they basically work in the spiritual realm. They're Luciferians, the Illuminati. They worship Satan. They're serving Satan. They summon demons. They work in the spiritual realm. And so has Jeremy done any research in that aspect of what you have to know your enemy that you're combating? So if you don't understand where they're coming from, what their motivation is, then you're never going to be able to solve the problem if you cannot define what the problem is.
Before Jeremy answers that for you, Mark, let me just throw in, you know, the Illuminati was founded May 1st, 1776. Adam Weinstepp was a Jew. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. I mean, I'm going to quote Revelation 2:9, King James Version. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, that thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. That's Revelation 2:9. What he's talking about is the Jews that rejected Christ are of the synagogue of Satan. They adhere to the Talmud. It's totally anti-Christian. And this explains supernaturally why communists and capitalist Jews are all working together. They're of the synagogue of Satan. They are against.
Hold on for me, Jeremy. We're coming up on the last break. When we come back, Mark, I'm going to move on, and we'll get Dan in Washington. We've only got a few minutes left. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me. Thanks for the call, Mark.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. Dan, we've got just a couple of minutes. If you would, let me give you about a minute there, and I'll give Jeremy some time to wrap it up. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I appreciate the discussion. I just wanted to bring up Theodore Herzl wrote the book, The Jewish State, and in that he talks about actually he could use anti-Semites because he has a quote in there, I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like, it's like a beer keg. We can use anti-Semitism to build up pressure to push all the Jews into Israel. So I start to wonder, like, when you hear Savage or some of these people naming the Jew, that could be kind of a plan they have. You know, at the same time using this as their Zionist tool, they could also kind of promote anti-Semitism to get all the Jews to move to Israel. You know, so, and they've used right-wing movements before, I think, like in Ukraine. So I was thinking Trump might be kind of similar, where they use the fascists or Nazis, and then you have a Jew in charge of Ukraine just to use them for their bidding. But I remember that quote by Theodore Herzl, and he's like the father of Zionism. So, anyway.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Dan. I'll let Jeremy respond. And, Jeremy, I want to thank you, one, for joining me tonight. I'm going to have you back on soon. Very insightful. Really do appreciate it. I got 1,000 things I'd like to ask you. But let me turn it to you and give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add in any response to Dan? And, again, thank you, and thank you for all the work you do to wake up the masses.
Yeah, in response to Hertz, I mean, yeah, the Jews use this left-right wing propaganda, I mean, controlled opposition in the most Orwellian way, and anything they can do to promote the ethno-state of Israel, they will do. And if they can use us to do it, they will. And I believe they are using Trump to do that. He's very pro-Netanyahu. He's very pro-Israel. He says he's America first, but that means bringing in brown people and indoctrinating them into an Americanism, civic nationalism mindset, so that they can send their young boys over to the Middle East for wars for Israel. What it all boils down to is the Israeli state and Zionism. They want that land, gentlemen and ladies listening. They want that land. And whether they send whites or browns, it doesn't matter, over to the Middle East, they're going to have their land. That's their bottom line. That's what Zionism is. That's what Theodore Herzl, proclaimed. And they'll use whatever means necessary, right or left wing. And they've definitely infiltrated the right wing, and they are a controlled opposition. So that's absolutely my closing thoughts on that matter.
Excellent, Jeremy. Excellent. And and not only do they want that land, they want to continue expanding that land. And you can see it just by looking at the 1948 borders versus 1967 versus 2017. It's a continual expansion, and it will continue to be an expansion, especially as long as the United States of America goes along with funding it and fighting the wars. We're out of time. I'll have you back on, Jeremy. I've got several things I'd like to discuss with you on air. And I will also talk to you soon. Thanks again for joining me. Everyone, stay tuned. Dr. Patrick Slattery with Eric Stryker. He may have Matt Heimbach joining him as well. I'm not sure. TheAlternativeMedia.com, TheAlternativeMedia@Yahoo.com. And everyone, have a great evening.
Razor and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is...